Site. If you've missed week one, all the audios are up there, the notes are all up there from the last series as well as this series. And again, the reason I'm putting it up there is because there's at least two people who I know can't come on Tuesdays right now, and so they've said, please, we want to keep up to date. We want to hear what you guys talked about. We'd really love to hear the worship as well, because we want to be able to worship. And so not every week I've remembered to record the worship, but most weeks. So you can go on to that and download the talks if you want to find out what we talked about to set this series up. Because what we decided was, issues come down to this. Is it a sin? Does the Bible explicitly say it's wrong? That's called sin. Is it not a sin? Because the Bible doesn't say anything about it and there's nothing that might indicate that it's wrong. So it's not a sin. Or is it what's called a gray area? And the Bible talks a little bit about it. Our church might not believe it's okay, but other churches might believe it's okay. Those are what we call gray areas. And they can be either a gray area that you say, yes, I feel I can do this, or a gray area that says, no, I don't feel I can do this. For example, alcohol. So for me, I don't see it as sin. It's what's called a gray area. What's sin? Getting drunk. So clearly, I'm not allowed to get drunk. So then why don't I drink? Well, that becomes now an issue for me, what I call gray area no. From my study of scripture, from my personal life, from working with thousands of kids over the years and seeing the damage that alcohol causes in lives and seeing what alcohol does to people, I consider it a gray area that I'm not willing to do. But you might say, gray area, I can have a drink of wine when you become of legal age. Or you might say, gray area, I can have a beer because I'm not going to be drunk on one beer. So you can make those choices for yourself. The sin is getting drunk. The gray area becomes whether or not you choose to do it or not choose to do it based on what you know about scripture, what your friends do, and so forth. So I've created this handy dandy little sheet for us. And does the Bible address the issue specifically? Does the Bible address it indirectly? Does it glorify God, spread the gospel, or cause stumbling? We talked about those in week one. So it might be okay, but will people respond to Jesus if I'm doing that? Will people see Christ? Will it glorify Jesus if I do that activity? It might be okay to do, because the Bible doesn't say I can't go to a raunchy concert. But will that glorify God? Will it allow me to spread the gospel if other people who know me know I went to that concert? Or that R-rated movie, it might be okay for me. I might be able to sit there, watch nudity, sex, and not step into sin. Because I put up all these guards to protect me. But when somebody else sees me walk into that theater and goes, that was a Christian. She just went into that movie full of nudity and swearing. Does that bring glory to God or share the gospel? So sometimes it might be okay, but it's going to cause other people to stumble, or it's going to cause God's name not to be glorified or the gospel to be shared. And that means I got to say no to it, even though it's not sin, just because I need to glorify God and cause him to have nothing that would detract from the gospel. That's maturity as a Christian. That's recognizing that everything I do or say influences other people. And even if it's wrong for me or right for me to say it, I might not want to because they're not going to see Jesus when I say it. And then the last one, of course, is what do my spiritual mentors say? We said, what do other people that you trust spiritually, not your peers, but somebody older, more spiritually mature, what do they think? So what we're going to do, or what you're going to do in your group, is I'm going to give you the topic. You're going to work through this. You're going to find scriptures. Now, you might need your phone. You might need to have to go to Bible.com, search words. I've given you some scriptures at the bottom that might get you started. And you have to decide, first of all, my gut feeling, before I look at scripture, before I talk to anybody, this is what I think. Then you'll look up all the scriptures, you'll talk amongst yourselves, you'll write down your main points, and then you'll talk to two spiritual mentors. So that's where the youth leaders are coming in, and they might come to your group, and you can say, okay, what do you think about this issue? Sin, not sin, gray area. Yes, gray area, no. They will tell you. They're not going to give you a long explanation. They're just going to tell you what they believe. So then you've got your two spiritual mentors. And then what's your final decision as a group? Sin or not a sin? Gray area, yes. Gray area, no. And you might disagree. So Renzel might be gray area, no. I'm not going to do that. and Brendan might be gray area, yes. That's fine. They've settled on it's a gray area. Then it's a personal choice as to whether they're going to say yes or no. If it's sin, you better all agree it's sin. And you better be able to show scripturally why it's sin. Okay? So, I'm going to walk you through just an example. These were the ones that we came up with. Addiction, self-worth, dating and sex, friends, school, and parents. And so, over the next number of weeks, we're going to look at each one. So, addictions we came up with, or I came up with, alcohol, drugs, vaping, marijuana, computer, video games, phones, social media, physical fitness, eating, body, entertainment, movies, and music. So, let's walk through the steps really quickly. So, I'm going to just show you what this looks like. My initial thought or gut, alcohol, getting drunk. My initial thought is, it's going to be a sin. Now, I already know that because I know it says, you know, you're not allowed to get drunk. However, then I'm going to look at Scripture. Ephesians 5:18, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay? But while they are aroused, I will set out a feast for them and make them drunk so that they shout with laughter, then sleep forever and not awake, declares the Lord. You say, well, doesn't that say you get drunk? Yeah, but it's just before he destroyed them. Like he was, this was a mock. Like, okay, you guys are going to go out and get drunk. That's it. You're done. Okay, so the verse out of context sounds like, whoo, they feasted and they got drunk. That sounds, and then it says, declares the Lord. That must be a good thing. Well, actually, no. Declares the Lord, I'm going to wipe you out and kill you. Those are the verses before and after. So be careful when you pull a verse out of Scripture that you don't just pull out the part you like. Look and see what it said before and after, because that sounds really good. Woo! Make them drunk, shout with laughter, sleep forever, not awake. That's the life of many people. Declares the Lord, I'll wipe you out. Okay? So I went to Miguel and I said, Miguel, what do you think? Sin or not a sin? Gray or not a gray? Or getting drunk? Where's Miguel? What do you think?
Sin.
Sin? How did I know you were going to say that? I knew he was going to say that. Then I went to Pastor Dave, a good friend of mine who's a pastor at another church. I said, what do you think? Getting drunk? He said, sin. Okay? So then I said, do I agree with this? Yes or no? Now here's, why would I ask that question at the very end? Because here's the thing. There's a lot of things that God says are bad or sin that we just go, I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. Because I like it. Or it's fun. Or that's who I am. I was born that way. There's all sorts of reasons why people say that doing sin is okay. So after you analyze it, it's okay at the end to say, you know what? The Bible clearly says it's sin, but I'm going to do it anyway. I just don't agree with the Bible. Now, if that's your choice, that's your choice. But don't lie, because here's the thing. Oh, getting drunk. Yeah, okay, it's a sin. Do I agree with this? Well, see, I've gotten drunk 4 times in the last 3 months. So clearly, even though you know it's sin, you're not abiding by that. So don't just put, oh yeah, I totally agree. Well, clearly you don't, because you're going out and getting drunk. If you agree with it, then you say, well, how's it going to change my life? What am I going to do differently moving forward? This is the most important step. It's the one thing to know what God says, what the Bible says, nothing to be willing to live it out. Because we're just looking at like some negative things to start with, but we're going to then start looking at some positive things. Those get harder because the Bible says you need to share your faith in season and out of season, which means every day with your peers, with people you go to school with family. It's like, okay, I know the Bible says that, but I don't know if I really want to live that out. Okay, so that's how it is. My gut feeling, Scripture supporting my thoughts, two spiritual mentors, final decision. So our topic tonight is marijuana and vaping. Both common things now in high school, common things actually in elementary school. I know you find that hard to believe, but we're constantly confiscating vapes at our school from elementary kids, grade sixes, grade sevens, grade fives. And they're getting so smalled out now that it's really hard to even catch them. Usually it's because another kid goes, and you go over and you go, oh, can I have whatever in your pocket? And sure enough, it's a vape. Or they hide them in places. Which was really sad one day because they hid them in the special needs backpack, kid's backpack, because they didn't think the special needs kid would ever have his backpack checked. And he came crying to us because he was so upset that kids had put something in his bag and he didn't know what it was, but he was upset they went in his bag. And of course, when the principal opens the bag, there's all this vaping stuff. And the kid was traumatized because he's such a innocent kid who doesn't know right from wrong like that. And to have other kids go, that's a good place to hide it, right? So vaping happens. You might start by honestly sharing around the group. Do you vape? Do you know somebody who has? Have you ever tried it? Have you not tried it? Marijuana, have you ever tried? Have you not tried? Just to get a sense of who at the group may have already had that experience. Then you're going to go through the scriptures, figure out whether you can find a scripture to support it or not support it. I will tell you right now, the word marijuana does not appear in the Bible. So if you go to Bible.com and put that word in, it ain't going to come up. So the scripture verses you're going to be looking for aren't going to say marijuana. And they probably aren't going to say drugs or vaping, okay? But they are going to talk about all sorts of other things surrounding putting things into our bodies, doing things to our mind, okay? So you want to search words like mind, body, and you'll see things that come up. I'm going to give you 15 minutes. Leaders are going to be walking around, try to point you in the right direction. If they come to your group, you can ask them the question, even though you're not there, what do you think, so that they can give you their answer while they're there and moving around the group. Okay, so leaders, start circulating. If they're having trouble finding scriptures, get them into some scriptures. If you need a sheet at the bottom, there's scriptures there that they can look up. Okay? Away you go. I give you 15 minutes on the clock. If you need Bibles, there's some up here.
Have you done
Can you pass me?
Everybody, so let's bring it back up here. So a couple of things that we need to think about, and I'm just going to kind of wrap this up. But first of all, you know, and I was just saying to Ronald, the tricky part is that for those of us that have actually decided to spend money on a Bible, okay, Bibles are about $75 to $150 to $200, depending on what your Bible gets you. So this Bible, the new one, not this one, my new one that I just bought was $78, but in the back it's got a full
lexicon
concordance. So if I'm looking for bodies or I'm looking for a word, I can quickly find scriptures. Now some of you are going, oh, that's easy, I've got it on my phone. But what you're actually searching on your phone is just words. Concordances give you, and having Bible dictionary in the back gives you more depth to what you're looking for. Now, if you can find an online Bible concordance, great, but you probably don't even know how to use it yet, right? It's like the thesaurus. How many teachers like, oh, we used to have thesauruses, and then like, what's a thesaurus? I don't even know how to look up a word in my thesaurus, right? It's just easier to use things online these days. But even online, you got to know what you're doing in order to find an answer. So if you don't have a good Bible and you're thinking, $75, $100 on a Bible? Okay, let me question your motives. Your Bible should be your most important tool that you have in life. There are people that hand Bibles down generation after generation. This was my great-grandmother's Bible. It was so precious to her that she passed it down. Now, chances are she never read it. But that's how valuable Bibles are. But today it's like, well, most of you had to go over there to get a Bible, which is fine. We keep lots there in case you don't have one. But bringing your own Bible, if I've talked to you this before, marking it up, filling it up, highlighting verses, writing in the margins so that you always have something you can refer to. Okay, that's my soapbox. So here's my answer. Oh, turn my remote on. That always helps. So my initial thought and gut feeling was it was a sin. That was my gut feeling. So then I went and did my research. Now, you won't be able to read most of this. It's going to be small print, but I'm going to give you a biblical analysis of marijuana here that you can take home with you. And again, you're like, why would I take it home? Well, you really need to go through the stuff and look at it, okay? Because the first thing is, which I love, first of all, your first command is to obey the laws of the land. So when marijuana was illegal, that was easy. Can't do it, right? Now, vaping, I believe, still has an age limit, right? So what's the age limit?
19.
So if you're below 19, you don't even have a choice. It's sin. You say, well, no, it doesn't say I can't smoke, vape. Nowhere in the Bible did it say that. Yes, but it did say you have to obey the laws of the land. Shoot, missed that one. Shoot. Okay, right off the bat, it's a sin because you have to obey the laws of the land. Now you say, well, what if the laws of the land say marijuana is legal? It's not legal for 15-year-olds, last time I checked, is it? I think it's 19 and up. Just like alcohol and other things, they set an age limit for it. Okay, so then we get past that one, okay? How many of you thought of, wait a minute, would my mom say it's okay for me to vape? No, my mom would say no vaping. Well, the second command you got to think is obey your parents. And that one in the Ten Commandments even comes with a promise. Obey your parents and it will go well with you. So if your parents say no vaping, no marijuana, it's no.
But my parents aren't Christians. They don't know. They just said it. They just want to spoil my fun.
Doesn't matter. They're your parents. God gave them to you, whether you like them or not. So right off the bat, there's two that you probably didn't even think about, right? Oh, didn't even think about the laws of the land. Okay, well, you didn't say specifically me smoking marijuana. Well, yes, we're talking about you smoking marijuana. Oh, I thought you meant like adults. Well, no, you're all sitting here. Why would I be thinking adults, right? Okay, well, if you were thinking adults, those two laws don't apply. Well, unless somebody's still living at home at 30 and their parents are still saying, don't do it. But that's a whole other issue right there, okay? So those two you probably didn't think about, okay? Then after those two that kind of say law, that's definitely sin, okay, but I'm over 19, my parents don't live with them anymore, so can I or can't I do it? Well, then you have to start getting into the gray area, yes or no, because there is nothing specifically. Now, cannabis, like alcohol, is an organic substance. So they first start talking about, well, is marijuana and cannabis the same as alcohol? And they're two different things. So you can't really compare scriptures in the Bible and say, well, it says you can't get drunk, therefore you can't be high. They're two different substances, right? So you can't use those kinds of comparisons. Also in the Bible, God said, hey, everything I've made is for you, for your benefit. Well, you made the marijuana plant. Must be for my benefit, okay? So you can go to scriptures like that and say, hey, it's okay. That's really small, but that just basically goes through and says, no, it's not the same. So I believe both from research and experience that recreational cannabis distorts reality. First of all, why else would you take it? Because you want to get high, right? You want to get that little buzz going. So it numbs people to the ability to experience life as it truly is. Even a relatively small amount of THC puts the infrequent user into a fog, or a larger amount could potentially cause paranoia and all sorts of mind things where you're spacing out, right? It's designed to take your mind away. So through the Bible, though the Bible does not forbid the use of the substance, the recreational seems to violate the Christian value of sobriety. So there's some verses that talk about us being sober-minded, sober. Okay, the word sober means free of substance. So you can stretch that to whatever level you want, right? It's hard to be of sober judgment if your mind is clouded under an influence of something. So it talks about those things. So Michael says what?
Gray area, no.
Okay, so he says it's not specifically said it's a sin. So for me, though, because I'm over 19, so I legally can do it. My parents aren't my bosses anymore. I'm still saying no to it, even though it doesn't say specifically it's a sin. Okay? Rachel. Oh, she went home. Oh, no, Rachel, there she is.
It's the other Rachel.
It's the other Rachel.
Yeah.
I knew the other Rachel had gone home.
Sin.
Sin. Complete sin. No gray area. Very nice. Okay? So what was my final answer after I went through all the scriptures? I went through this, which you're going to get a copy of. I did my study all week. I said gray area, no. Now, I waffle a bit on that because I would really like to say sin. And as a leader of youth, it's definitely sin for you because the laws of the land and your parents. Now, unless your parents said go smoke and toke it up, then go, right? And that's fine. I can't really argue with your parents. However, just because your parents say yes doesn't mean the laws of the land say yes. So you might be getting away with it on the parent side, but you're still sinning according to God's standard on the law of the land side. Okay? So you got to work through these issues. They're not easy. So I went through it all. Next week we're going to tackle whether or not you should be playing video games. Whether or not you should actually be on social media according to the Bible. Whether or not you should be doing anything online. So that's going to hit deep and heavy as we go through scriptures there. Because, again, back when the Bible was written, their whole texting was done on papyrus. And they'd seal it with wax and they'd give it to a horse and rider and they'd go, text, go! And they would ride for hours and days to deliver it. And then somebody would read it and reply and they'd ride a horse back. If you were really wealthy, you had like lots of texting horses available to you. But they didn't have phones. They didn't have... So, is it even addressed in the Bible? Does it even talk about it? So... Let's see, that's next week. So it says, come prepared with some scriptures of your own. You know what we're going to be talking about. You know I'm going to put you in a group and say, go. Coming next week and going, I don't know, I didn't even think about it. Think about it. Because I'll tell you this much. The first one, video games, you're going to say, well, it depends on the game. And I'm going to say, yes, it does. So pick a game you play. Whether it's... Fortnite, or whether it's COD.
What? Why do you call it COD?
COD, because that's what's Call of Duty. Whatever the game is, you're going to have to decide. All right? Now, I've done my research. I've downloaded profiles of every game that I could think of. So, I'm on it. Okay. Ronald's coming around with these. Gabe's coming around with newsletters. And let's pray. It's a long conversation. Depends what you're doing with your family and how you're creating your simulation. Are you murdering people, killing people off? All right, let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for tonight. And my whole goal, God, is to get these young people thinking, because we think all day at school and we think, well, you don't want to come and think at youth too, but God, this is the most important thinking we can do in our lives, is to look at what your word says and analyze it and make a decision for our lives that's going to be in obedience to you. Not in obedience to what everybody else is doing or what the world says is okay, but analyzing things as to what's going to be the best for me and what is your best, God. So God, I pray as they read through this marijuana sheet I'm giving them and the newsletter with lots of items in it, that they would be thinking this week, how does God help me make wise choices in these areas? Thank you for this great group. I pray that you would be with them as they go back to school tomorrow. Use them as salt and light in their schools. Help them to see that sharing the gospel is a key. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.